Welcome back to Wings on Wings.
Snacks on Snacks.
Team just said she hates SpongeBob.
What? I don't really ever watch. I've never really seen SpongeBob.
I didn't even let my child watch it.
No. I don't have any strength.
The only good thing about SpongeBob is Motorhead's on the soundtrack.
Damn right.
For the movie. And they changed one of their songs to Learn to Swim, and it's hilarious. Yeah. And he plays at the biker bar, but that's it.
So
snacks on snacks.
Snacks on snacks.
Snacks on snacks.
This is a special episode of Wings on Wings.
It is.
And we will. What are we eating, DJ?
This is VAT 19, the gummy fireworm. Shop curiously awesome gifts. Each bite hotter than the last. Got them off of the old Amazon.
Yeah.
And they are, I would say, probably like almost 2 foot long, maybe when they were full. Gummy worm. Yeah. That goes from mild, hot, spicy to extra hot, and that being jalapeno, habanero, ghost pepper to Carolina Reaper. A lot of mild, a little bit of Carolina Reaper. About two. We all have it cut up in front of us, so we're all going to eat the progress together. And we're going to see in this episode of Snacks on Snacks what sort of the gummy fireworm can do to us all.
I'm curious about, not only am I excited to see how hot it gets, I'm curious about the gummy worm, yeah. Like spicy.
It's got good gummy worm consistency.
I will say, I'm really excited, even though these are from St. Louis, Missouri. My favorite candy is spicy Mexican candy.
Hmm. In St. Louis, Missouri.
The green
I'm just
part?
Saying it's not from Mexico.
Oh, I think I had beef with St. Louis for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I was going to say nothing about the throw down.
Oh, no. I had one of the best brunches I've ever had in my life in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh.
The mild green smells really
Shout
good.
Out the rooster.
Shout out through. Here comes the rooster.
Come to snuff the rooster.
Yeah. So we're going to eat the green one
Eat
now.
The green one.
Green one.
And hey, if you guys don't want to eat all of it, you can just, you know, like there's more green than anything. If you're not into it, feel free to tap out and do whatever.
This is it's green.
Green. Right. Green is mild. It's jalapeno business.
And you can check our socials this week. Michelle and I took a couple of videos and stuff to put up and show you guys exactly what it is. This is delicious. Green apple.
Green apple.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I've got virtually no heat, though, whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even virtually. Zero. Literally zero heat.
Mm. Give it time. Eat the second piece.
I thought maybe there might be like a little tinge of heat.
I'm shocked that they would go green apple. I thought they would just do like a, you know, fresher. There's a little bit of heat. I'm getting a little bit.
Are you getting anything like in the back of your throat at all? Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
It's a really good gummy worm. It's a good consistency. It's good candy.
It is good candy.
I would eat this candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of heat.
A little bit.
On the back.
Yeah, really not much.
No. Mm-mm. Well, jalapeno.
Yeah, it's a
not,
jalapeno.
Not the hottest thing in the world.
Yeah, I would eat all candy if it was like this spicy. Right. This level of spicy is delicious.
Remember those jalapenos from Margaritas all that one time, though?
Mm-hmm.
Those fucked us up. Yeah. Those are real hot.
Oh, yeah.
Even Doug was like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. This is
I don't know what they did with those, but they were grilled jalapenos.
There's a little bit of heat here, but not much. I feel a little bit on my lip.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but not much. But a good candy, so I will not deduct points.
I would eat that all the time.
Because that's a good candy.
That's very good.
That's a good gummy worm. Top five candy all time. Anybody in agreement? Gummy things all time. Good gummy candy. Are we gummy bears or gummy worm people? Michelle's gummy bear person. Right?
I would prefer a gummy bear over a gummy worm.
I prefer a worm because they have three sections. You can bite the different colors apart. I like a gummy worm.
No, I like to bite the heads off.
Sugar-free gummy bear.
No.
You ever see the reviews about sugar-free gummy bears?
Yeah.
I would prefer not to shit myself.
Yeah.
That's right.
So gummy bear, I'm a gummy worm.
I have a video to show you.
Gummy bear, gummy worm, gummy bear, gummy worm.
Swedish fish?
Yeah,
completely different.
They are different.
I'm not like a big gummy candy.
I love gummy candies, but like if we're bringing Swedish fish, then we could bring gummy sharks and gummy cola bottles, and that just throws everything off. Worm or bear, Doug?
Push comes to shove, I guess I'm going worm.
Spearmint leaf. I'll go gummy bear.
Okay, Doug rocking the worms. I prefer a worm.
Rock the worm.
But I'm with you. Like, I over a gummy bear or a gummy worm, I would prefer a Swedish fish or a sour watermelon.
The Sour Patch Kids sour watermelon all day.
Peach rings.
The peach rings.
Yeah, those are a party.
All right. Are we ready to move on to hot, the habanero section? That's your orange section. Much smaller section.
Let's do it.
You're ready.
Clink. orange flavored. Interesting.
It's a good orange flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a good candy. Mm-hmm.
Very yeah. well made. Who's this Vat 19?
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting much heat from it at all.
It's a little spicier. Now, don't forget, it's going mm-hmm. to get, like, each bite is supposed to be spicier. Oh, so okay. the closer you get to the red side, the spicier.
I just ate the whole thing. There's some kick. It is up. It's not a habanero level of heat, but it is up. But it's a good candy with a little bit of spice. It's a good orange gummy worm, mm-hmm. which you don't see that okay. often in gummy worms.
Yeah, now I'm good.
No.
A little bit of heat back there. A little bit. A little bit, not much. It's good though. And also keep in mind the other thing about this, that it is a little bit of a skewed test group, because I think if you were eating the whole gummy worm by yourself, you would get much bigger chance of eating the worm. We split two gummy worms amongst five people.
Yeah.
So we are getting a little less than everything, and sometimes with hot stuff it becomes a little bit. But like, you know, with hot stuff sometimes it sort of is supposed to be like quantity too, like to eat enough of that kind of thing. But there is a little bit of a kick in this habanero. It definitely is stepped up from the habanero. Mm-hmm. And it's a good orange gummy worm. I'm most impressed by the consistency and flavor. They did a really good job.
I agree.
My favorite candy.
Right? Spicy candy might be cool as shit. We might be on this.
I love spicy candy.
Let's fucking go. Spicy candy all day.
I always like hot tamales.
Thanks for laughing.
Well, yeah, hot tamales.
I just
cinnamon.
Realized what I sounded
cinnamon.
Like.
Cinnamon's different.
Hey, we're also a little punchy and capsaicin high.
That's true.
The cinnamon candies are good, but I wouldn't call them, I mean, they're spicy, but I think it's different than like a spicy candy. Does that make sense? No? Okay.
I went to eat it.
We're moving to ghost pepper already. Everybody's ready to move to ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper.
That's the little red section. We all know what ghost pepper does. So this is the
whoever cut this up. Thank you, because I'm like half orange, a little bit of red. So I love you. Thank you very much.
That was me. You're welcome. I did it on purpose. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Uh oh.
It's burning my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious mm-hmm. flavor.
It was like a
this is cherry.
There it is. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This was ramping up quickly, but then it kind of cooled out.
Oh, baby. Yeah. There's your heat.
You good on that one, Butt?
Oh, this is hot.
Your name is no longer Brett. Now it's Butt.
Mm. My name is Butt.
The heat is on, number two.
Yeah.
This is really hot.
No?
Okay, pro tip. Oh. Chew it more and then swallow. Don't swallow while it's still burning.
That's got some heat. My eye water.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah, that's not fucking around.
It's not killing me. I think Dung and I are the most with the strongest sort of heat.
We're at the higher end.
But this has some good heat. I would eat this. This is good candy.
Yeah.
I like the other flavors more. I think the cherry gets a little drowned out by the heat here, but it is spicy.
I'm not even like a cherry flavored.
Yeah,
that's, I don't really like cherry flavored stuff, but.
But this is spicy candy.
That's hot.
This is spicy candy for sure. Brett, would you rather? I have two little. Would you rather this little piece for the main?
I'm gonna take a half a bite and see where we go.
Yeah,
no, we're good. We're all right.
This one, it has like
no worries.
Red.
You have a little bit of that cleanup.
There is some heat here. I would say.
Come to baby bird it.
I would say that
huge.
It like doubles every time, right? Mm-hmm. I think the heat has sort of doubled every time, and so that is successful. I think this ghost pepper one, if we were eating the whole worm, would have been a fucking disaster.
Yeah, that would have been rough.
Whatever.
Okay. It's just like a weird sensation of something spicy and gummy.
And so sweet.
Before
and
we sugar. Eat this bluish green, what flavor do you think? Blue raspberry?
Blue raspberry, I would say.
I hope blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry. Michelle's going to have a problem because she's allergic to blue. So.
Oh, no.
What?
Are you sure?
She's allergic to blue.
Okay, you can't do.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Blue
yeah.
and Carolina Reaper?
It'll just really mess up my stomach.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
All right, ready?
And I might get hives.
Holy God.
And my throat might close. And.
My head might explode.
My throat probably won't close.
We have an EpiPen. We're good.
All right.
Okay.
Reaper.
Extra hot. Carolina Reaper.
Let's do it.
Blue raspberry. Good flavor.
Oh, I hate everything.
There's some heat.
That's hot.
Yep. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
There's some heat here.
Oh, this is like... This is
Why did I just swallow that bread, you idiot?
Don't eat raw if you don't want them.
I really like this.
It's it tastes great, but
oh my god, that's so hot.
Yeah, it's
it tastes so good, but it's so fucking
I'm
hot.
I'm actually like, I mean, granted, I took a lesser piece, I feel, but I'm actually okay.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's
it's definitely Reaper.
It's like it's hot. My body feels like
Doug even finished the other piece of mine, and he was just sitting there, and yours too.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, oh yeah, it's hot.
It's well, good, not like it's not like I'm definitely feeling the burn in my mouth, but I'm not like it's not like intolerable.
I'm super impressed by how they managed to maintain the sweetness, though.
I fully agree. This is really well balanced.
I didn't get an intrusive like pepper taste until that last one. Like it started tasting a little bit like the pepper itself. Yeah. But like everything else is really smooth, sweet, and spicy. This is hot. The Reaper is hot.
It's hot.
Yeah, this is not a gimmick. Like, this is a real deal. This isn't, like, some sort of, like, dumb gimmick that doesn't pay off. I think this is a pretty successful fucking candy right here.
I would...
I think they were, like, $8 each on Amazon. And they're big worms, too. The
green and orange section, like, just...
Oh, yeah, like, all day. Green and orange is just a regular candy. Those are all day.
Very good, I agree.
Yeah. I bet you if you're pounding orange ones, too, you'll get a good level of heat.
Yeah, pound orange.
But, yeah... That19.com.
This is so hot.
Sorry, buddy.
The heat is there, but like my tongue actually hurts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like it's like,
yeah. And it's made in the good old US of A. These aren't foreign gummy worms.
No, I mean this is purely not like them American.
Albanian fucking gummy bears you get at the gas station.
Yeah, it definitely it's just a weird sensation of gummy and hot.
Right.
That's like the first time I ever had a spoonful of like sriracha ice cream.
Right.
I was really thrown off by it. I did a union transfer actually.
What the fuck?
I had garlic ice cream once. That was really good.
I would totally try it. I did not have garlic ice cream, but I had a garlic snow cone.
Ugh.
It was actually really good.
Oh, wow. I had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like a triple chocolate habanero ice cream from Jenny's. Nice. That was so
we went to
good.
Garlic Fest years and years ago, and they had like chocolate covered garlic, and it was delicious. And they were out of the garlic ice cream, so we got the garlic snow cones instead.
They were really good.
They were really good.
It was like roasted garlic.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like sweet, but then it was like.
Yeah, the sriracha ice cream was like. It was spicy yet cold and creamy. It was just a weird.
Yeah.
Weird mix.
I don't know if I like this was, but I would try it.
I'm on their
spoonful. I was like, I'm good.
Okay. You're on their website?
Oh, sorry. I'm on their website.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this that's in front of us. They have an insanely sour soda.
Oh.
30 times more sour. I don't know than what.
Oh, we did the flaming hot
Mountain
The world's hottest chocolate bar. So tiny, so hot. Look, it's a Yiddle guy.
I've seen those before.
They also make Mike and Ike cotton candy.
Oh.
Hot and salted sriracha chocolate.
Oh.
Hot and spicy pretzels, spicy pickle pretzels. So they have a lot of different things. I would say based on this, they did this really well. It's really well balanced. It's a really good candy. Check them out, vat19.com, vat19.com.
This was good. Anybody have anything else? I mean, this was a snacks on snacks. Anything anybody want to talk about?
Gave me a weird shiver after the fact.
I was just going to say I'm a little...
My stomach is definitely like, why is this sweet thing also burning me?
Yeah. Yep. My body is not...
Because even taking this gummy worm and splitting it into five pieces, still a lot of candy.
What kind of person eats this whole gummy worm? Like, that's a lot of
There's
gummy
two
worms.
Servings per container, and it is 120 calories. 19 grams of sugar.
So it's 240 calories for the whole thing.
2 grams of protein.
Okay.
I mean, that's not bad.
People, I don't know, gamers, people who eat lots of candy, young people, weirdos.
Gamers, for sure.
Gamers.
I don't know.
Gamers. But
fucking cosplayers. I don't fucking know. I don't know what people do anymore.
Idiots like us.
Yes.
The stupid podcast that I love so much.
This was a more successful candy. We have a couple more Snacks and Snacks episodes coming down the pike eventually.
Yeah.
I think I don't think anybody's going to beat this on quality of candy.
I agree. I think one
they should be selling those
one
the
for
mild
sure
and
that's
hot
coming up
individually
is like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think just heat for heat's sake. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a great candy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What was that first one we had?
The what?
First snacks on snacks. Didn't we have something? Mm-hmm. I know we did those.
We did the popcorn.
Yeah, I didn't like the popcorn, but the Reaper Cheetos was really good.
Yeah.
I loved the popcorn.
Yeah. I really liked the popcorn. But yeah, the Carolina Reaper Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we also did like the Mountain Dew. We did the jelly beans, the jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The hottie sauce.
The hottie sauce.
Yeah.
And of course, well,
was that a bonus episode?
No.
Did we put that?
We guys did the chip.
When I puked the
both times
challenge.
Both times we did the chip.
The chip. Yeah. Right.
And keep in mind, I still have two of those, two of the blue ones.
Yeah, you keep them.
So do I.
You do.
I have two of them as well.
Hold on though, they took them off market, so those.
I know.
Be, yeah, sell them shits on eBay.
Yeah, because people die.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I think that's a good end of the episode.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of Snacks on Snacks, where we're eating the gummy fireworm. Do we do plugs on these?
Sure.
Michelle?
Check us out at _wingsonwings on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com or find us on wingsonwings.podbean.com. Yeah. You can also find us on the soon-to-be-named network at STBN Network on Twitter, soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Where you can listen to We Need Wrestling.
Hi,
that's us.
And other podcasts like At Odds with Wrestling, Long Box Heroes, Final Wrestling Place, Puzzle Warriors 3.
That's it. I do want to add one thing before we end. That 19 and the Gummy Fire, they're not a sponsor or anything.
Oh, yeah, like, no.
I bought these. We're just being silly. We're not. They're good. But, like, in no way are we getting any sort of anything.
Let's be clear. We've never received a goddamn thing.
Right. It's just a really good candy. Because we have a lot of praise for it. It's just a good candy.
You pay us to...
Right.
Vat 19, sponsor this bitch.
Right.
Yeah, Vat 19, we will try anything.
Absolutely. I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Twice if I like it.
Three times to make sure you don't like it.
That's right. I'm only doing this because you like it, Doug. but that's it. Thanks for listening. Get us out of here.
Snacks. Enjoy them.
That's it. That's everything.
Yeah, why not?
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.